Yeah, that's how you start a Friday, the Collier Awards.
What a fella he is.
Don't leave me this way.
Woo!
Happy Friday to you, PJ.
Woo-hoo!
How are you today, Ed?
I'm celebrating and all.
I tell you, the weeks are flying by. They're really whipping in now.
Scarily fast.
Scary fast.
I can't decide if it's a good or a bad thing.
Yeah,
the quicker we get to the end of whatever it is we're getting to the end of.
Sure, that's going to be, you get to the end of your life quicker than you're going to get to that. I'd say, I don't know, there's gas on the motorbike this morning. Wow. It was proper nippy, like.
Yeah.
Proper nippy.
I've noticed it in the shower as well. You know, it was kind of like, you know, stepping out of the shower and it's...
Oh, don't like that. And turning the water heater up and everything.
Yeah,
you know,
up a notch.
Oh, yeah,
exactly,
that crack is hot starting.
Listen, folks, happy Friday to you. 087-188-0008. As always, if you need to give us a shout, I tell you something. There is a phenomenal amount of birthdays around today.
Oh, very good, very good.
Huge heavy hitters born on this day, you know.
Oh, I love a heavy hitter.
And there's plenty of them.
Heavy hitters. Who are we thinking now, I wonder?
Oh, it's Hollywood A-listers. Footballing legends.
Mike Tyson, he's a heavy hitter. He always was.
Yeah, Puff Daddy, as he was then. What is he now, by the way? Many incarnations of him have we had.
Oh, I don't know. I think he's Piddly Diddly Doo now.
Is that what it was, yeah? Because there was Puff Daddy and P. Diddy. And then there was...
I don't know.
There was others along the way.
He was a great man for giving himself a name. I always say nicknames shouldn't count if you come up with them yourself.
Exactly, yeah.
And he was an awful man for that. I don't think that was should be allowed.
Anyway, welcome along, folks. Happy Friday once again. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Friday, 25th of September. A big day, that date. Obviously, in the world of people who go on to become stars, because there's loads of heavy hitters born on this day, I can tell you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We almost had a Hollywood special.
Really?
Yeah, but there was a couple I couldn't leave out. They were just too big to leave out.
The Wrexham
one from
football
the
players, was
one
it?
One from the footballing world, one from the general entertainment world.
Oh, very nice, yes.
But anyway, going to start with a proper Hollywood A-lister, Will Smith.
Will Smith, of course.
Is celebrating his birthday today.
Oh, for God's sake, yeah. He is a... Oh, yeah, he's as big as they get, really, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, and good actor, you know what I mean? You know the way there's stars...
Yeah.
And then there's good actors. And he's both.
And even though he started out as a sort of a child-friendly P. Diddly-Doo at the start, didn't he?
Alongside Jazzy Jeff.
Yeah, that was I'm P. Diddly-Doo and this is Jazzy Jeff. I can't even remember the music they played.
Yeah.
But it was very, like, you know, kid-friendly hip-hop. Everybody's going to have to look like a rebel. When you're doing what you're told, then you're taking your vitamins.
Exactly.
It was all that kind
of
stuff.
It was the kind of rap you could have heard in Sesame Street.
Yeah, it was. Wasn't it? Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 12. But he is brilliant.
But some great movies, in fairness, like. And I mean, obviously, there's the blockbuster stuff, like, you know, Men in Black and Ali and Independence Day and all
that stuff.
But then, like, Pursuit of Happiness and.
Yeah.
You know, like, just, he's a good actor.
He is a good actor. Yeah. He's very good in The Pursuit of Happiness. The movie's so sweet that it actually rots your bloody teeth.
Yeah.
But he's brilliant in it. I'd say Will Smith is about. Oh, he's probably about 56 now.
Oh, 52.
A fart.
52.
Right,
for the
right.
Bill
should
Smith.
Have known.
This is not a first, because obviously there's been previous years when we've done these birthdays, but it's a Hollywood couple.
Right.
For your next, right? Power couple as well.
Right.
Now, born on the same day are Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Oh my God.
Now, I'm not giving away too much of a hint if I say...
One is significantly older than the other. Three times or so older than the other.
That's still...
One is old enough to be the granddad of the other. Like.
I mean, I'm sorry, man. Like, on the one hand, absolutely hats off to him.
Yeah.
Hats off to him.
He did very well.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
But by the same token, you see them together and go, that's really nice to see, isn't it? Her bringing in her dad.
Her granddad. She's bringing out a piece of family history, you think?
Mind you, to be fair, like, he has good genes.
He does,
you know, because his dad hung around a long time.
That's very true as well.
How old was Kirk?
Kirk Douglas. Oh, he was 150, I think, when he died. He was on.
Exactly.
Yeah. God, he really does, in fairness. And he's done great moves. Both of them have. Very talented. I can't look at it. I know you shouldn't be ageist and all that. I know. But, like, what does she be thinking?
Especially since, like, isn't he a self-confessed sex addict?
Yeah, he's addicted to the woman. You know what I mean? Yeah. I doubt he's addicted to that now.
How do they know if you're a sex addict?
Yeah, I think he's one of these fellas who is as he's as loyal as his options. Let him be. I think that fella. So
you can go for
Michael Douglas. Anyway,
go for both either way, whichever.
Yeah, he's about 84.
He's actually 76.
Is he?
Yeah.
He looks older, man. He looks older.
No, you're not being as heavy.
Do you remember them bags?
It takes it out of you.
It knocks it out of you. It just knocks the juice out of you. You remember that? You know those? You know we had all those bags of dried fruit yesterday.
Yeah.
That looks like Michael Douglas.
Yeah.
That big bag of dried fruit.
Yeah, you could have whipped a raisin out of that and went, hey, look at that.
Hey, look at that. Look at the, who's that remind you of? You bloom tick. Catherine Zeta-Jones. She's 56.
Not bad. 51.
Oh, fuck.
51
right.
For the lovely Catherine Zeta-Jones. She is lovely, isn't she? A very good actress with a very lovely head.
Yes, and very much self-made enough not to be going out with a bag of fruit.
Right, okay. What about Mark Hamill? You'd know him, of course. It's
Luke Skywalker. Yeah, he's actually great crack. He's very good on Twitter and all. You know, like most people on Twitter are mental cases.
Did he get grumpy about the new Star Wars movie or something? Was there some story doing the rounds?
He wasn't grumpy. It's a great story, though. They took him out and they asked him to do it and he was very reluctant and he says, I don't know.
Right.
And they convinced him into it and they talked him around. They said, the legacy will not be damaged and all of this crap. And he says, okay, I've had a shot with my agent. Yes, I will do the movie. And they took him away and they trained him for a year, physically trained him.
Right.
And then they made him on a really strict diet and they put him through torture, you know, all of that. Mm. Made him live in character and all this sort of stuff. And then he went into the movie and at the first movie, he literally, his only scene is at the very end, they come up and he's standing on the rock and he turns around and goes, all right. And that was it. And he's like, I can't believe I went through all of that.
And he was cut from most of the movie.
He gets one scene, literally one scene. The very final scene in the movie is them going, who's that there in the hill? And they go up and he turns around and goes, all right. And that's it.
Luke Skywalker.
Yeah. So he's like, oh, he goes, you've no idea. But he's very funny. He sees the funny side of it. Like,
cool.
He seems to be a very nice fella. What age is he?
Just a matter of interest. Has he ever done anything else of note?
I don't know.
Like, is he just Luke
Skywalker? Luke
Skywalker,
is he?
Yeah. No, I can't think of a single thing.
I think he did. He definitely had about 40 years where he wasn't doing very much. Yeah. And then he was doing everything again.
Right, so stick an age on Mark Hamill.
63.
Not bad, 69.
Ah.
69. Right, what about this? One half of Anton Deck. Deck Donnelly.
Oh, yeah.
He's the little one, I think.
He's the little one fella. Yeah, yeah, he is, yeah.
Yeah, he's the little one who doesn't get into trouble.
He doesn't get into
driving
trouble.
Driving cars or anything.
Yeah, and up to all sorts.
Yeah.
The other fella, tell you something, he's like Michael Douglas in his young days.
Which is kind of weird. I don't know why, but I would have assumed now, if you asked me which one of those two was more likely
to be up to good.
I would have said it was Declan.
I'd have said it's that little fella, look at him.
Yeah, I would have thought Ant was just rubbing his hand saying, God, I can't believe I've been this successful.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it unreal?
Amazing. Anyway.
But it is the little lad.
The little one of Ant and Deck.
46.
Not bad, 45. Getting closer, buddy, getting closer. Right, one of our own up next. I'd say you may well have met this person at some stage. I interviewed her once. Maria Doyle Kennedy.
I have met her, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, what a person she is. She's
Commitments,
a real legend.
Of course.
Commitments and...
Natalie in The Commitments. And
Dexter. You know the show that we both love watching? She's in Dexter. She's
That's
a big
right.
part in Dexter.
She was the babysitter.
That's right, yeah. She's
That's
a great
right.
big part in it. She's dead.
And apparently, I never saw The Tudors, but apparently she had a serious
yeah,
role
she's
in that.
Yeah, a big role in The Tudors as well.
Yeah.
Wasn't
the other thing I didn't know was, apparently she was a member of the Hot House Flowers.
Didn't know that.
Well,
I didn't know that.
Apparently, according to this, anyway, in the mid-80s.
And she's, of course, she's been done her own music for years and years. She's one of those, though. She's one of those very talented, very ridiculously talented people that's been bubbling
away.
That
puts the rest of us to shame.
Yeah.
Makes the rest of us feel inferior.
I know. You sit around in a room now, like, you know, and you'd be there going, she'd be telling you stories and going, yeah, but did you hear that I said Michael Douglas looks like a dried fruit? She'd be like, oh, my God. Okay.
And so, PJ, what do you do for a living? Well, sometimes I compare famous Hollywood people to dried fruit.
Yes. Not any of my famous dried fruit that comes with mixed nuts. Which is interesting when you talk about Michael Douglas. Isn't that right, Maria? What?
Oh, God. Oh, no.
All right. So, yeah. Maria Doyle Kennedy is?
She's 48.
She's actually 56.
Is she? No
yeah,
way.
56.
Ah, right.
Right, here's one. The next two are kind of going to bring you back a fair old bit, right? But next up is Heather Locklear.
Heather Locklear, what was she? Oh my God, she was TJ Hooker, was she?
She was in TJ
Hooker.
That's
right.
She was also in Dynasty, but I knew it would be TJ Hooker that you'd remember.
She was Jodie in TJ Hooker.
That's it. Da, 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 da. That was when women in Hollywood all had that hair.
Oh, there was,
Farrah Fawcett hair.
Oh, the blonde bouffant with the fan in
huge.
Front of your face.
Yeah.
To lift it. Oh, that's right. Oh my God, I remember William Shatner, the whole credits, it was just him sprinting. How they got him to sprint for that long, I'll never understand.
That must have been the first ever use of CGI.
It was great the way, for the first bit, he's actually sprinting, and then it goes into slow motion. You're like, that's because I bet they couldn't get him to sprint for a minute and a half.
That's right, Heather Locklear.
Heather Locklear, oh
she would have been a
God,
serious
dynamite.
Pin-up of the 80s.
Absolute
back,
dynamite. There is no, yeah, oh yeah.
I'm trying to remember her in Dynasty, though. I can't really picture her in Dynasty.
No.
It's very hard to see by anybody in Dynasty anyway because of the shoulder pads.
The shoulder pads, the makeup, and the absolute outrageous things they did to the hair and all. Yeah,
hair was huge.
It was huge, yeah. Imagine. She was.
It must have taken days to put that hair together.
No, yes, it was. No robbers were running away from her in that show. They were all lying down on the ground straight away trying to get handcuffed. I'd say Heather Locklear, she's about, what, she's 67 now.
59.
Oh, okay.
59. And then finally we've gotten to our footballing legend, Karl-Heinz Rummenigge, celebrating his birthday
Heinz
today.
Heinz Rummenigge.
Karl-Heinz Rummenigge, arguably one of the most famous German footballers of all time.
Is he, yeah?
Yes.
What, really?
I can't believe I put him in Rummenigge. Thinking that you would instantly go, oh my God!
Karl-Heinz Rummenigge.
Karl-Heinz Rummenigge.
Cool, calm down. Calm down with the room.
Okay, that doesn't ring any bells, no? World Cups of your youth.
Carlo, like you.
I mean, like you remembered Beckenbauer the other day, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But this lad is younger than Beckenbauer.
Is he?
Yeah.
Karl-Heinz
Rummenigge, yeah.
Ah, he's only messing this lad. He's up to no good. Yeah. He's 57.
65.
Get out of that, he's not. I know him well.
He looks like a raisin.
Yeah.
Yeah, return of the Mac, Mark Morrison here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday to you folks. Hopefully you're in good Friday form. Looking forward to the weekend, whatever's going on for you. 087-188-0008 as always, if you do need to give us a shout. A couple of people to say hello to. Derek, the security guard, is looking forward to 4 hours of a dental appointment today.
Oh my God.
Happy Friday,
I was
Derek.
Just about to say, how could anyone keep their mouth open for 4 hours? And then I realised this is a 4-hour show. And we do it every day.
And your mouth is open for a lot of that.
It's open for most of the time. When I'm not talking, I'm eating.
Also, just on the Mark Hamill birthday, we were wondering, was he ever in anything else? Did he ever do anything other than Luke Skywalker?
Yeah.
And Alan's been on to say he was in the TV series The Flash. No. And he's done voices in lots of animated series.
Has it? Oh, right, okay.
Like he played the animated version of the Joker in Batman.
Oh.
And stuff like that. So
those are great jobs. You don't even have to learn your words. You just read them.
I think that would be me. That was always a weird ambition of mine.
To do animated movies?
Would be to be the voice of something in an animated movie.
I got asked.
In fact, it wouldn't even be as highbrow as to say a movie. I mean, I'd settle for an average run-of-the-mill cartoon.
Yeah. I was asked to do one. And I turned up for the screen test and they said, could you try it this way? And is that not what I'm doing? And they went, no. And we had this big day, we were trying to find a voice and then they just never called me again. So obviously I was terrible at it. They were like, PJ be perfect for this. And we had the screen test day.
Yeah.
And then I never heard it from anybody ever again.
All right.
So I don't think
maybe they just lost your number or something.
Maybe that was it. I'm still available.
Maybe, maybe. Or maybe, was it back in the day when they posted things to you?
No, it was... No, it was only like about 5 years ago. But
I think that'd be fantastic.
I definitely would.
To voice a character in some animated thing. I think it'd be amazing. I'd be well into that.
Again, if you're out there, I'm still available for that job.
Excuse me! I was the one who had the ambition. You've had a proper career.
Excuse me, I've
Look
been...
at, use your mouth there and say hello to Sid.
You had a proper career too until you started hanging out with me.
Sid is the dog, is Jen's dog.
Hiya, Sid.
Sid Donnelly, I suppose.
Hello, Sid Donnelly, best dog in the world. The dog. Good boy.
Also, there was another one, something else I wanted to mention here. Hang on a second. There's another Mark Hamill one. Apparently, he's the voice of Chucky in the new movie.
Oh, is he?
Oh, according to JP.
Oh, in the new Child's Play. You see, that's the thing. Now he's back in Star Wars, people are going to want him for everything again. That's how fickle the Hollywood world is, isn't
it? Yeah. And here's what I wanted to mention. Brian, number one delivery driver. In fairness, he calls himself that. Just to point that out, just to make that clear.
Yeah.
But he said, morning, lads. And just like that, I'm now on the hunt for a Drifter bar and a coffee.
Yeah.
You see, the mere mention of it. Because a Drifter bar was a fantastic thing. There was a kind of a honeyish taste of a Drifter bar.
They were lovely. They were absolutely lovely. Did you see what's out now? Did you see what came out again yesterday?
What?
The re-release for a short time, the Orange Twirl is out. I couldn't find one anywhere.
Very nice.
Oh my God, I'm mad to get my hands on an Orange Twirl.
Now,
and
to
none
be fair,
of the spars around my way had them. I was in all of them. I even went into the local Tesco. I went into the local Tesco and had one of those conversations. Do you have an Orange Twirl? Oh, what? An Orange Twirl. What do you mean?
Is that in the fruit and veg section?
Yeah, no.
No.
No, the chocolate bar. And she's there. There's no such thing as an Orange Twirl. I said, there is. A friend of mine sent me a picture. And then she goes, is there? They sound lovely. I was like, okay, you don't have one. Thank you.
Come in. Now, very good. Orange Twirl, very good. I don't know if it's quite as good as a Terry's Chocolate Orange. Would you not have bought one of them to tide you over?
I did. I should have bought one, but you see, I'm trying to narrow them down to chocolate consumption.
Right,
and,
so literally,
and it's Cadbury's orange chocolate, man. It's got to be
right,
magic,
yeah,
doesn't
I suppose,
it?
Yeah,
you know
that's
what I mean?
True.
This is different. I could have got a chocolate orange, yeah, grand. But you have to get a Horland stick to them sometimes to break them open.
That is true, actually. You have to lash them off the wall sometimes.
Yeah, they're softer than they used to be. Remember you used to get them and you'd be smacking it, you'd get like
hammers and everything.
You had to get a fella in from Kilkenny to open it for you. It was unbelievable how hard they used to be. They're not like that at all anymore, but at least an Orange Twirl, you can just open it, take it out of the fridge and gobble it.
And away you go.
So I'm told.
Dan has been on to say, Jim, PJ is an animated voice in his own head, you know.
Yeah, he's not
that
wrong.
That is true. You do get to kind of, you know, you do get to voice quite a lot of characters. They're just all internal.
Sure, I'm sitting here having fights with myself all day. With all the different voices going on. See that? Like, every one of them had to have a say there. With all the different, all the different, all the different.
Alison says you can get an Orange Twirl in Dunn's.
Oh.
If you're looking for it.
And then
Paddy and Cork, you're not going to like this. Paddy and Cork's been on to say, an Orange Twirl is an abomination.
You're an abomination. I mean, I tell you, an Orange Twirl, who doesn't love orange chocolate?
Paddy is adamant about this. The twirl is perfect. It doesn't need gimmicky goo added to it.
There's no gimmicky goo.
He actually wrote gimmicky goo.
There's no gimmicky goo. They don't put gimmicky goo. It's just I know what you're saying. The twirl is probably one of the greatest chocolate bars. It's close to perfect as possible. Put orange in anything. Is
like what you? I mean,
love
would you,
orange chocolate.
Would you be more twirled than a flake, for example?
I'd be a lot more twirled than a flake.
Yeah.
Oh, well, a flake is an unfinished twirl. That's all it is.
Yeah.
It's an unfinished twirl. It's an unfinished
Plus
messy
it's,
twirl.
It's, I was just going to say, it's the messiness.
It's the messiness.
A twirl just seems to hold itself together a bit more until it's
does.
In your mouth.
Yeah. Like
a flake is a bit like it's. You bite into it and it's like the stuff that doesn't go into your mouth explodes
falls,
to every corner
falls
of the room.
Apart. You're a twirl. I'm a flake. You know what I mean?
Oh my God, it is like the greatest analogy there's ever been.
You're busy holding it all together, you know, doing what needs to be done. I'm here falling apart and trying not to break the equipment.
Queen and David Bowie, Under Pressure here at Classic Hits. Under Pressure. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 7:08. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. Happy Friday to you. Thanks for all the WhatsApp so far. Loads of people looking to get involved in the hit bit already because we've rounded it up to €1,900 for the day that's in it.
Yes, €1,900.
Not
it's a lot of money. I'm half tempted to throw in €100 extra of Jim's money just to see the look on his face. But
do you know something? Do you know something,
yes.
PJ Gallagher? No. No, absolutely yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what we will do, right? Between the two of them, Mike and PJ, let's round this up to €2,000. I'll throw in the tenner to get it to 1900, 50 quid a piece. And that way, across the board, we're all in.
All right, let's do it. €2,000. €2,000 on the hip it this morning. Yeah. That's what it's going to be. There
right,
you go.
That should ramp it
Look
up nicely.
That.
There you go.
Jackpot
right.
Jimmy over there making it happen.
That's what we're doing. Two €100,000 is what we're doing on the hit bit today. So 087-188-0008, classichits.ie to check out all the previous guesses. And I suspect that if you were to win that €2,000, that there's every chance that it would be spent online based on what we were talking about yesterday. We had a story PJ found of how people are so addicted to online shopping.
25% of us, man.
Yeah, that their delivery driver was actually, they were happier to see their delivery driver than they were members of their own family.
Yeah, they were disappointed when they went to the door. And if it was a member of their family, they'd be disappointed to see them rather than the local lad from whatever delivery company, the DHL man or the DPD woman or whatever, you know.
Exactly. So it begs the question then, right? So we've established, right, that people were addicted to online shopping and they love their delivery drive. They loved seeing old van pull up outside with a parcel for them. And what's in the parcel?
But this, I told you a lie yesterday without thinking about it. I told you a porky pie, so I did. You were asking me what have I bought online, and I went off on, oh, I didn't buy that online. I get a pair of trousers and I don't know how to wear them and everything.
Right.
I totally lied. I was only thinking about it. I got me dumbbells only yesterday, and I had a new pair of shorts that I was wearing when I was lying to you.
God.
I was accidentally lying now.
You are literally lying in your pants.
Yeah, so I just, let me, can I come back and you say this? Yes, I was in my new pants that were basically on fire. I got shorts and I got dumbbells online. And yeah, I have to say, it's a great thing ordering dumbbells and watching the delivery man carrying this box home. What in the name of God is in there? He was like, quite, he kept walking up and he's like, there's three more of them. I'm like, thanks very much. He's like, yeah. I was, do you want a hand with them? He goes, no, I'm be all right. He was parked across the road now. And he had to see that. He was like, what the hell? Like,
so he literally got a workout and everything.
He was thinking, is this fella buying bags of coal online? Or what is he getting? This is ridiculous. The weight of them.
Right, so you got shorts and dumbbells.
Shorts and dumbbells,
I have to say, I haven't had anything recently. The last thing I did get delivered was the resistance bands that I'd waited for ages.
Oh, that's right. You bought them in October last year, didn't you, or something?
And I've now used once.
Yeah, that's the problem, isn't it? You buy these things and you think, now I've got two,
having used them once, I've realised how good they are, so I will use them more now. It did take me another 6 months to come around to it, but I'm on board now.
Yeah.
I'm going to use them.
Well, sure, look,
I
bought a pair of shorts on the last day of the year that you could wear a pair of shorts. That's it. They're gone now till next April at best.
Excellent. Now, Magic Mike, this is fantastic. You know, the glamour of it all.
Yeah.
Online shopping. Let's just check in with Magic Mike. What's the last thing you bought online, Michael?
Cables, lads.
Oh, of course it is.
But you know what the worst thing was? That, you know, when I started working from home, I had to try different cables. But when everything was shut at the start, you'd buy a cable, it'd take about a month to come, and you go, that doesn't work.
Oh my God.
You have to get the other option.
So, was it a very specific cable?
It was a
coaxial, wasn't it?
He's using it to keep his trousers up now.
It was a Cat 5 cable, actually.
Cat 5?
Then I needed a Cat 6.
Wow, that's a really important lead for a cat.
Yeah, it is.
The Cat 5.
If you don't charge your cat once a month, it could run out of batteries when it's around the town. And you wouldn't make it home.
There'll be no more purring. Wow, so that was a Category 5 cable.
Cat 5 cable and some phono cables as well, yeah.
Oh, phono cables as well.
I don't think I'd know what to...
He has an amazing life, doesn't he, Michael?
He's in Galway now, you know what I mean, doing his thing, building his little home studio and all that. He needs things that hopefully we'll never need.
Yeah,
you
know, proper order.
I don't need a socket most of the time, to be honest.
You didn't buy a Dublin Galway dictionary or anything, no?
No, but I'm learning.
Yeah, what's the Galway for this is rapping?
Mighty.
Yeah. What is the Galway for story, bud? Anyway, listen, that is the story for us, at least. So PJ with his shorts and dumbbells, me, albeit quite a while ago, with my
resistance bands.
Lightly used.
And in fairness to him, he's been resisting them since they arrived.
That's very true.
You know, so
I've been resisting using them.
So they really work. By the way, can I just ask you, what's the strangest thing you can buy online? Like, I was saying yesterday as a joke, like, could I buy two boiled eggs? Like, if I wanted two boiled eggs online,
you could definitely get food. That's for sure. All sorts of food online.
Yeah, but like,
they're constantly promoting that.
But could you, like, want two boiled eggs? Could you, like, do that?
I don't know if you can be that specific.
This is what I'm talking about. Yeah. Everyone says you can get anything online. I'm like, well, can you?
I mean, for a start, the delivery charge would be prohibitive, I would have thought.
Well, 6 boiled eggs then. That would bring it up to about right. You know what I mean? Ready and warm and everything. I don't know if you can.
Anyway, it's posed the question for us that we're going to ask you about what the last online purchase you had was, okay? Now, for a lot of people, it will be variations of clothes and shoes and stuff like that. But in among us, there may be the odd unusual one. Who knows? Maybe there's food in there, PJ.
Maybe there's someone like me who just discovered online shopping when I did first with eBay and I got the 6 Rocky t-shirts and a life-size inflatable Mickey Mouse
exactly.
delivered to the door.
Yeah, exactly. Now, that's what we're really on the hunt for. But let us know, right? Let's just have a quick, you know, maybe a 5-10 minute poll. 087-188-0008. Let us know what it was that was your last online purchase, your last online delivery.
Yeah, and if you can let us know that, let us know where you can get 2 boiled eggs online, because I'd actually love one each at the moment this morning.
Hit Me Baby One More Time from Britney Spears here at Classic. It's 19 minutes past 7. Happy Friday, Friday 25th of September. Thank you for letting us wake up happy with you on this Friday. 087-188-0008. We're looking for the last online purchase, the last online delivery that you made, particularly if it falls into the unusual category. Some of the ones we got in, PJ, somebody has bought a heated gilet.
Oh, very nice. Obviously a cyclist.
Is that
or
not
something.
Sort of weird? Yeah, I suppose, yeah. It's just like, you'd kind of imagine, like, if you want more heat in your gilet, put arms in it.
Yeah. It's probably a cyclist or a runner.
Get sleeves.
Oh, yeah. I like the idea of a heated gilet. I love the idea of heated underpants, but I'd never say it to anyone, you know what I mean?
Well, too late now. You've said it
to
the nation.
The weirdest thing was saying underpants in that way. Who says underpants? It's underpants.
Heated underpants, PJ's looking
for.
Yeah,
you know, like when you're out in the motorbike and all, sometimes I'd like a heated vest, a gilet, and a heated underpants.
Right.
I think it would be really, you know, certain times of the year, I think that would be a great benefit of.
I'm sure it would.
Yeah.
Mind you, because then if you had your heated underpants, you could still wear your shorts on the bike.
Yeah.
And everything would be toasty.
I mean, there you go. Yeah, see there? That'd be online port. My online purchase ain't going to waste.
somebody, Pat in Limerick. I'm assuming that this is in response to our query about last online purchases. Bought posters from Duffy's Circus.
Posters from Duffy's Circus?
Yeah.
Just a half?
Well, that's what I'm assuming.
Jeez, did I ever tell you about the time? I tell you these stories. I was doing my stand-up DVD. This is totally changing the subject now.
Great,
right?
That's great. Thanks very much for that.
And I wanted my stand-up DVD to be themed on Circus, right?
Mm.
We contacted Fawcett Circus. And they said, yeah, come down to our warehouse and you can grab whatever you want. We have a big warehouse here in North County, Dublin. And we went and me and my friend Liam, we're standing at the side of the road. And the guy turns up in the van and he goes, Liam. And he goes, yeah. And he says, come on. And we got in. And we were about 15 minutes in this van going, jeez, where are we going? And he pulled up outside a hardware shop and says, there you go. Go in there and get whatever you need and come back out to me. And we went into the shop and we couldn't see anything to do with the circus.
Right.
The hardware shop. And came out and says, what is going on? Do you know, are you from the circus? And the man goes, am I from the circus? What are you talking about? He said, we're supposed to be meeting a man from the circus. He was taking the piss. What are you talking? And he was looking for another Liam that was supposed to be in a different corner. He picked up two of the totally wrong people and drove
picked
us to
up
a
the wrong Liam.
Yeah, he was looking for a wrong Liam. So he had to bring us right back to the other corner. And the man from the circus was waiting for us. It was unbelievable. Yeah.
I tell you what would have been an even better story was to find out the bloke for the original Liam who was hoping to go to the hardware shop and turned up in a circus. Going, I was only looking for a bit of wavin' piping. What am I going to do? What am I going to do with size 24 shoes?
Oh my god, that's about 15 years ago and I never thought about the other poor fella now. Until now, yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, yeah.
Right,
anyway,
sorry.
That was a ridiculous, that was a stupid story. But I just felt the need to tell it.
What else have we got? Somebody bought a Leeds jersey. I think that was for your benefit. Geraldine. Yeah. Geraldine bought a Leeds jersey online.
Go back
online.
To the circus with that thing. That's a clown's jersey.
Last thing I bought online, it's leather straps and suspenders all the way from New Zealand. It's my new tool belt, but
oh,
Paddy the Chippy.
I'll tell you, Paddy
somebody's texting 5 litres of water a day. What is that?
5 litres, gallon bottle. They
bought
the gallon
bottle, right, okay.
I had one of them. I got one of them and I brought it in here and I thought I'd put the boiling water into it to try and clean it.
Yeah,
and the bloody thing exploded into the sink. Oh my god, I nearly burnt the legs off myself.
Somebody bought a squirrel's tail. This is Chris from Cork. Apparently it's something to do with fly fishing.
Oh my god, really?
Yeah.
Squirrel's tail.
I don't know. Mike, is that sound appropriate to you?
I'd say it's a type of fly or something.
Probably, yeah.
Jeepers.
Somebody bought Henry Hoover.
Oh, that fella,
for,
yeah.
For pets. Specific one for pets.
Oh, yeah, the hair. Yeah, the hairy one, yeah. They're very good, them.
Last online purchase was a Juicy Fruit t-shirt.
Very nice. I like the sound of it. I like the sound of that. I'd like to get your Juicy Fruit t-shirt and your man's suspender belt and I'd look to business.
Yeah. Somebody bought a... Becky and Kerry bought Velociraptor.
Look at that. Ah, man, this is great stuff, isn't it?
Excellent work. Excellent work. Right, listen, we could go through loads of them. We will go through a few more, but we're getting close to news time. 087-188-0008, by the way. Movie classic Irene Cara and Fame here at Classic Hits. 22 minutes to 8 o'clock. We've made it a 2K Friday on the Hitbit. €2,000 you can win if you can guess what the Hitbit is. It's a bit of a hit, but of what hit is it a bit? Magic Mike is standing by. WhatsApp's flooding in if you want to get in and have a go. 087-188-0008. Don't give us your guess, but do let us know that you want to play. We're going to do it very shortly. 2K Friday on the Hitbit. That's on the way. But in the meantime, we had a story a while back that PJ brought us about Qantas, the airline, doing these weird flights where they actually go nowhere. They take off, they travel around for 7 hours and then come back to exactly where they started.
They are.
Which... you know, that in itself you might have thought was unusual. And but they haven't stopped there.
Some people spend nearly over two grand to
on
get
the
onto
flight.
The flight. Mm. The flight to nowhere. To look out the window and feel nice and uncomfortable and hear a toilet going every few minutes. Beyond me. But now Qantas, like you said, they haven't stopped there. Of course, they've been grounded. A lot of their planes have been grounded with the old pandemic and coronavirus and all the old nonsense that goes with all of that. And of course, we know that Australia's been very, very strict. So their planes aren't flying hardly at all. So now Qantas have said, here's what we're going to do. You know those little trolleys that they sell all their goodies out of? You know, like, well,
like when you're getting your cardboard sandwich and
all of that. Yeah, so you're in the middle of it's always the most exciting part of the plane. You know, as soon as the plane takes off, I'm like, well, have you seen, are they going to do this? Yeah.
In-flight service will begin in just a few moments.
Have you got a booklet in your seat there that has a menu of things that are available?
Yeah.
It's the most exciting part. Well, Qantas are now going to sell the trolleys. They're going to start selling the little trolleys and they're going to come fully stocked, which I think is brilliant.
Hang a second.
Yeah.
So you buy the trolley with whatever would have been on the trolley on the plane.
Yeah. These were the ones. Yeah. So they come fully stocked. It's the flights that would normally be flying to California. So it's the good stuff, right? They're selling them for $685 each. I don't know what's that like. That's under €500.
No idea.
Yeah, so it's not mental money. Considering you get like pajamas, Tim Tams, champagne bottles, miniature bottles of wine, small cans of Coke. Jim, the list goes on. Chocolate bars, maybe they'll even leave in an old sandwich.
Hang a second. Did you say pajamas at the start of that?
They do, yeah. Qantas have pajamas, yeah. You can get pajamas in these trolleys. It comes complete with a few sets of pajamas, so they do.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. This is one of their most popular onboard service items, actually, is the pajamas. Wouldn't that be a...
Do you know what that is? That's lads who forgot to buy something for the missus on the way home from somewhere. Have you anything there that...
Yeah.
Set of pajamas.
Set
great,
of pajamas.
Perfect.
Brilliant, yeah.
It has a huge plane, an air logo on it. Doesn't matter. I'll tell her it's a designer.
She
one.
Knows I'm very passionate about flying anywhere else. All of that sort of crack. So, and now people are saying, Qantas are saying, that it's being bought up by people who love flying and miss flying. Some people are turning them into lamps, like large lamps in the house. Some people are, I know. They want to.
Turning it. They want to make it a feature in the house, so they're turning these into lamps.
Features in the house, basically. Someone's going to make money out of this, Jim. Somebody somewhere is going to buy one of these.
I mean, all the plane spotters, I assume, will go absolutely bananas at the prospect of owning one of these trolleys.
Oh, can you imagine Mike with one of these?
Are you a plane spotter, Michael?
Well, I used to be, yeah.
Wow. So are you getting excited about the prospect of a Qantas trolley?
I would enjoy that very much. I would, actually, yeah.
Of course you would. He'd be coming in here with it as well. He'd be able to push it around the office.
Yeah.
And anybody for tea, coffee?
In his full uniform.
Soft drink.
The whole lot on.
Then PJ would have to go to the toilet and have to wheel all the way back up the other side of the office. Twitting.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That would be absolutely perfect.
Yeah, I'll bring you back your change, and as soon as I've dealt with some other passengers,
exactly,
it'll be all that going on.
And saying that, PJ constantly going, do you take a card? No, sir, I'm afraid we don't take that particular card.
God.
Oh, for God's sake.
Do you really? You're only taking sterling today, Mike, are you? For God's sake.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Someone's going to make a few quid, though. Someone's going to buy one of these, and they're going to buy a uniform, and they're going to go door to door, and it's going to be the best thing ever. Be like the ice cream man for adults.
You know, oh my God.
Would you like anything? And I'd definitely be looking forward to that guy calling around.
Like, those people that are constantly calling to doors, and they sell all sorts.
Oh, I'd
try to flog you dodgy makeup and everything.
Yeah, imagine your man there, and you go, what do you, oh my God, yes. Over there, this
what have you got
here
today? I've got cheese and ham. I've toasted cheese and ham.
I said, oh, give me a watch, a cheese and ham, and a small bottle of whiskey, please. It'd be amazing, best door to door service. Enjoy your day. Enjoy your day, sir. Thank you very much. Have you got change? No, I don't do change. Grand. I'm happy with it.
Doesn't matter. Give me the air miles instead.
How are you finding the pyjamas you bought off me yesterday, sir? I'm still wearing them, can't you see? This is great.
Oh my God.
That's the best door to door service in an apartment block. Imagine I'm walking up the hall in the apartments. I would definitely, that's a service. Yeah. That is an absolute service.
If you could return to your flat, sir, I'll be with you. I'll be with you shortly. Yes, but I was looking for, yeah, no, we will. We'll make it down.
It's just I want to get them all the double deckers before they're gone. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, perfect. There we go. Business is booming. Oh.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Supermax, home of the deliciously fresh chicken breast sandwich. Always a hit.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit. Big sing because it's 2,000 quid. An absolute cracking jackpot this morning. You may have heard earlier, Jim McCaig, jackpot Jimmy, throwing in 50 quid from Mike, 50 quid from me, and a tenner from himself.
It's the least I could do. And I do mean, it's the least I could do.
you can't knock a man for donating somebody else's money, I have to say.
I tell you something. Look, it's one of my great character traits, you know.
I tell you.
I'm very generous with other people's money.
If only we were all as good with our own. So this is the crack. We're trying to give it away for you. Give it away to you. I'm all excited. I'm stuttering and blubbering and all of that sort of stuff. Here's what it sounds like. And Eileen White is going to have a go at that 2 grand this morning. Hiya, Eileen.
Hello, PJ and Jim. How are you?
Very well, Eileen. Happy That's Friday good. To you.
And same happy Friday to you too, boys.
What are you up to? What's your Friday hold for you, Eileen?
Well, I'd be off to work after this now and, you know, do nothing, like, you know.
Ah, right, that's a good plan.
Ah, you're off to work to do nothing. I know the feeling, Eileen. I know the feeling very well.
A woman after PJ's heart.
I hope you at least have a gym to carry the load, you know. Right, so Eileen, let's try and give you €2,000. What do you think this is?
Hopefully, Yazoo, Don't Go.
Oh, Yazoo.
Oh, right, a real classic, right? Yazoo. Mm. God, that sounds really new.
Can you imagine what you could do with this money, Eileen? I mean,
oh God, you could.
I mean, you could go on so many days out, couldn't you, lads?
Like,
you
could, God, yeah.
You know, if there's no restrictions, you could go away. You could come to Dublin, go to the Yazoo.
You
could go to.
Oh my God. What a setup that was!
What a setup
to deliver that ropey bun,
Eileen. I'm embarrassed.
The Yazoo. Oh my God! I take it it's not right, Michael.
Oh, sorry, it's wrong, Eileen.
All right, okay.
Sorry about that, Eileen.
Right. Sorry okay, on all bye. Sorts of levels, Eileen. Cheers, bye bye now. Take care.
I haven't heard someone call it the Yazoo for so many years. Oh my God! Stephanie is on. Hey, Stephanie.
Hiya, how are you?
Not too bad at all, Stephanie. How are you getting on?
Not too bad. Freezing.
Freezing it is, isn't it? Real torn. Real torn. What are you doing? Are you indoors at least?
I am, yeah.
Are you at work?
I'm off today.
All right. It just sort of sounds like you're being sketchy or something, hiding around the corner from someone.
Yeah. It's because she doesn't want to share anything with her family. That's what it is, yeah. I'm not getting any of this money.
Right, Stephanie, seeing as though you have a day off and you're quite obviously not in for a conversation with me this morning, and I don't blame you. What do you think this is? We'll try and give you 2,000 quid.
I think it's Lionel Richie dancing on the ceiling.
Right, oh, right. Good one, yeah.
Big favourite around these parts. We play it a lot. Right, dancing on the ceiling, Michael.
Oh, hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Wait for it. Wait for it. Is it me you're looking for? Is it? Is it me?
Yes.
It's wrong.
You actually confused me with your hello. I thought something had happened.
See, all that's right. It. It's real life acting, PJ. You don't know what you don't know when I'm on, when I'm off. You
this
know,
this man is an improv champion. Unbelievable.
Sorry about that, Stephanie. Thanks for having a go, though.
No worries. Thanks.
Cheers.
Take care, Stephanie.
Bye-bye. Happy Friday, Stephanie. Cheers. By the way, Michael, will you be continuing the 2K Friday?
Well, I will continue the 2K Friday if you continue to contribute your money now.
Well, he's only
1,809. No, I'm joking. Yes, of course. We have to make it a 2K Friday, don't we?
Yeah, go on. 2K Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll
2K
do
Friday. Right, so that's that's just established. That's still a tenner from me.
Yeah.
Right, so Magic Mike in for Niall Boylan. Half past one, €2,000 on the hit bit. Make sure you're there to play. Rick Springfield and Jesse's Girl here at Classic Hits. Happy Friday to you folks. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Friday 25th of September. It's just 10 past 8. And it's good to have you along. Thanks, as I say, for letting us hang out with you on your Friday. Hopefully you're in good form. Looking forward to the weekend. PJ Gallagher has just had a magnificent start to his weekend.
Can't believe it.
Courtesy of those lovely people. What'd you say? Shane, was it?
Shane from KC Peaches.
Right.
Shane, the driver from KC Peaches, has just spun around and thrown in boiled eggs and toast for Mike, Jim and myself.
Because BJ was going on ordering boiled eggs online.
That's what I was wondering. I say, like, people say you can get Anton online. I says, I don't think you can. Like, if I wanted two fresh boiled eggs now, would I be able to get them? Well, holy smoke.
Oh, my God.
They've just, we've not only two.
Fair play to you, Shane. Fair play to you.
Yeah, six boiled eggs and toast and all with them and everything is all ready to go.
Oh my God.
Stop.
Legendary stuff. You're not going to eat all six, like.
No, there's two for you. He boxed it all up. There's two for you, two for Mike and two for me.
Brilliant.
And little packets of toast and everything. I'm raging he gave you some, obviously, but we all
have
them.
Yeah, that'll stick in your craw, won't it?
Yeah,
the idea of somebody else enjoying something.
Oh, it always takes away from the fun of your own, doesn't it? A little bit, you know.
Shane, fair play to you. KC Peaches, thank you very much indeed. You're very kind indeed. Now, well, listen, in the meantime, okay, it's 11 and a half minutes past eight now, okay? Most people, if you're, you know, actually, can you say that anymore? It's hard to know with timings. I was going
to
say, most people, if you've got a working day on the go, it's already up and running.
It's up
started
and running. We're moving, already. We are way into moving. The average adult wakes up around 7:15, about 14 minutes past seven, if you're going to be really, really precise.
That's
right?
The average wake up time.
That's the average wake up time.
Oh my God.
That's the average time to get out of bed, actually.
That's a major lie in.
It's well, for us, it is. So we're having eggy lunch an hour after that. We're just stop, we've all done with that. We're on second breakfast at that time. But they're not ready, apparently, to seize the day until about 9:15. So it takes the average person, essentially, an hour and a half to wake up, to fully wake up every single day. It takes your body an hour and a half to go from sleepy, drowsy, dopey. This is not just you in particular. Now, I'm talking about everyone.
I thought you were getting a little bit personal there, to be perfectly honest.
Wandering around, you know, pilfering other people's eggs. It takes you an hour and a half, basically.
Well, that's perfect because I get up at 4:30.
You do.
We go on air at 6:00. That's my hour and a half. When I hit the airwaves at 6:00, I'm fully awake, alert, ready to go, vibrant.
Yeah, I definitely would say he's very vibrant. You should see him.
I'm positively radiating.
He is, yeah. I mean, honest to God, he sits in the room on his own and everything, just radiating.
An hour and a half. I mean, most people would say kind of they need, you know, their shower and their first cup of coffee or something to kind of get them into the swing of it. So they'd probably say, you know, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes or something, and they'd be good to go.
You've actually hit the nail on the head because they've done this study and asked people, what do you do to wake up in the morning? What do you, like, most of us turn to coffee, and tea or coffee or whatever like that. Some people, of course, said, you know, the disappointing people in the world, well, they get up and go to the gym, of course, just to feel right in the morning before a day's work. I couldn't possibly face 10 hours of work if I didn't at least do an hour and a half of exercise. Feck off. You're only doing it to make us feel bad. That's all you're doing. Go
on, calm down with you. We've lots of people who text us in first thing in the morning, you know, when we come on air and say they're off to the gym or they're off to do a run or whatever before they start their day.
Yeah, I know,
There's all the, you know, there's the happy pair guys who do that, like, swim in the sea at, like, dawn or before dawn.
I know. And then they go and do, like, 12 or 13 hours work and, you know, you're like, would you be well? Like, you know what I mean? I have to say, your food is lovely, lads, but you need to work on them desserts, I swear to God. So they're deadly, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fair play to them. But
absolutely. Hard-working people.
I'm never going to be like those people. I don't even want to be like those people.
So how long does it take you to wake up?
I want to scrape myself out of bed, eat an orange twirl for me breakfast, and get in here with sleep hanging out of my eyes and my legs hanging out of my shorts, and wake up. What time is it now? About 8:15. Right, I've been awake since when? 3 hours, 15 minutes. I'll be awake by now when I finish my eggs. I'd say that
excellent.
Would do it. I'll be
okay.
awake by
so
then.
Roughly we get 1 good hour out of you, do we, on the show?
You do, it's a good one though. It is a good one. This is why you have to do everything, man. I'm half asleep most of the time.
Fantastic.
People, of course, say, love the way there's some people say, right, what do you do to wake up, right? And some people say, well, I go to the gym and I exercise and I run. All those people are just talking about. And other people say, brush me teeth. It's like they don't even want to brush their teeth. It's just sort of a ritual they go through. Yeah. I brush me teeth. Yeah. Or some people watch TV. I used to do that. Remember, I used to have a slightly later
watch
start.
TV.
I used to get up and watch a bit of telly. I used to have my breakfast before I came here, and I used to watch Euro News. And then I realised I hated the news, and I could stay in bed for longer.
And you could use the milk in here.
And I could use the milk in here. I was like, "What am I doing? What the hell am I doing? What am I buying my own milk for?
I'm
getting out of bed
boiling
early.
My own water.
It is outrageous. I mean, the next thing I'll be coming. Next thing I'll be brushing my teeth at home as well, wasting even more time." So
I'm still waiting for the day that PJ rocks in and his I was going to say his pajamas, but obviously now I just realised that would be horrible if PJ rocked in his nightwear.
He'd literally
walk in wearing just a t-shirt and a pair of socks.
I'd be arrested, and maybe my shoes, because you wouldn't want to hurt your feet.
I'm just going to nip in and have a wash, Jim, and then I'll be out.
Be out in a minute.
I'll be out for my breakfast.
Just going to go in and brush my teeth. If you want to speed things along, you can make me porridge. You know yourself, Jim.
That's pretty amazing. Yeah, wow.
But overwhelmingly, this study says tea and coffee are the first things you point to.
Yeah.
By the way, I have to mention, this study was done by Lions Tea, so it was hardly going to be anything else. They were always going to come to that conclusion.
Yeah,
but
I have to say, it's the shower that's like the small walk from my bedroom to get into the shower.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest with you, it's seconds, and yet anything could happen.
I know what you mean.
Because it's just, I'm zombified.
Zombified, yeah.
And I regularly hit off walls and things.
And you know those moments.
Only after the shower then I feel, right, okay, good to go.
Yeah, and the thing is, if you're on time, it's very hard to wake up. If you're late, you wake up so much faster. But Mike rang me and goes, PJ, yeah. And he goes, are you coming in today? And I was like, what was it, 6:30 or something? I was after sleeping through the first half an hour of the show. And I was, yeah, I am. Yeah, why? Why are you asking me? And he was like, it's 6:30. And I just kept shouting the time back at him. 6:30! And he was like, yeah. I went, it's 6:30! He was like, yeah, I know, yeah, I'm here. It's 6:30! I just went into this weird meltdown. And my God, I never moved quicker in my life. I jumped out of bed and my legs were in the trousers before my feet touched the ground. It was an unbelievable wake up period. So my advice to everyone is, if you want to wake up feeling refreshed, stay in bed late.
Yeah, Mike's favourites, Oasis, Don't Look Back in Anger, here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 8:22 on this Friday. Happy Friday to you. Hopefully you're in good Friday form. Are you in a position to communicate with the nation? Or
just
you,
about. I knew,
are you egg full?
I had to swallow a huge lump of egg and toast there very fast. So I'd be ready to talk.
There could be a prolonged period of radio silence over the next little while.
Yes, I tell you.
While the boys get stuck into the boiled eggs on toast.
These are
courtesy
very,
of Casey Peaches. Thank you very much, Shane.
Eggs.
You're very kind.
Very tasty
anyway,
yolk.
Right. While they're doing that, let's remind you, of course, the Breakfast Table Quiz. This is the final day of the Breakfast Table Quiz. All week we've had this amazing package from the Celtic Ross Hotel in idyllic West Cork. It's their Rambles in Ross Carberry package, bed and breakfast, goodie bag, packed lunch when you go out on your rambles and all that sort of stuff. Fabulous prize. At the moment, we're still looking for 13. Looking for some. Lucky for you today if you get it, though.
You're looking for that lucky 13, yeah. If you get that 13, of course, it is Friday.
Mm.
It's all yours. You run away with the deadly package with picnics and everything. And as somebody who's in the middle of eating right now, I can only assure you it will be absolutely fantastic.
Correct. 087-188-0008. Let us know if you fancy playing. Betty Davis Eyes, Kim Carnes, of course, here at Classic Hits. 22 minutes to 9 o'clock. Thank you for waking up happy with BJ and Jim. Happy Friday to you. Final call for Friday's breakfast table quiz. 087-188-0008. Magic Mike is with us, standing by on WhatsApp. Let him know if you want to play. If you can get 13, the prize is yours. That's the way it works. One day left to play.
One day left to play. I have a story I need to tell people now this morning.
All right.
It's about this woman. And this woman, right,
You didn't start it off at Once Upon a Time.
Okay, Once Upon a Time.
Right.
There was a woman.
Okay.
And this woman went home one day and she was chatting to her boyfriend. And she realised that her boyfriend, her other half, her fella, he hadn't washed his pillows on his bed for a decade. For 10 years he hadn't washed the pillows on his bed. And she was horrified, right? She made this grim discovery. And they say in the newspaper, in the Mirror, I'm reading it, it says that she made a grim discovery that would make a normal person want to throw up, is what they say.
Right? I don't like interrupting your story, but can I just point out, right?
Yeah.
That at the start of that, when you said she went home and she found out that her better half, or other half, boyfriend, fella, yeah, whatever you called him, hadn't washed his pillow in 10 years.
Yeah.
You do realise that most of the men listening to the show went, yeah, and what's wrong with that?
You do realise, Jim, that this is news to me. This whole thing is news to me.
To be honest with you,
who washes their pillows? You wash the pillowcase, don't you?
Well, that's what I see now. You took the words right out of my mouth. I assumed,
yeah,
you know, you had pillowcase. Maybe some people have, you know, those anti-allergenic, whatever they're called, you know, pillow protectors.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
All of that old stuff.
Hypoallergenic, whatever they're called.
Yeah.
And you wash them.
Yeah.
But you have to put the whole big fluffy thing into the washing machine.
Who knew? And wow. Now they're shaming.
That's, you know something? That's obviously been going on behind my back for years.
I'll have to swallow an egg backwards.
Oh my. You see, that's what you get. That's what you get for being a filthy animal. Not even knowing you're supposed to wash your pillows.
I had no idea you're supposed to wash your pillows.
That's God's revenge on you.
Oh my God. I hope it's not something that fell out of my hair out of my pillow.
Actually, that could be it. You could have, maybe you sucked that up out of your pillow.
I might have. I swear to God, I had no idea you're supposed to wash your pillows. This is outrageous. I feel personally attacked, actually, reading this story. Nobody washes their pillows, do they? And then this woman made this big song and dance. She did this huge video on TikTok about how she washed his pillows. She filled up the bath and she put it in and she put washing detergent and some bleach in, and she pressed them with the handle off a brush until they were clear. Then she put them in the washing machine. Didn't even tell her fella. This is all shaming him behind his back. And then the pillows came out absolutely white now. In fairness, they were absolutely like new pillows.
Right.
I didn't know that could be done. I didn't know it should be done.
We're not alone.
Really?
Like another one's come in going, you wash your pillow?
And then
a string of question marks. Only OTT women wash pillows. I just buy new ones.
Well, they are now.
And there we go. And look, our version of Martha Stewart, right? Margaret in Fermoy, who we know is the, she's kind of like the household equivalent of, what was that pair that used to be on the television?
Who's that now?
They used to do all the cleaning and everything and makeup.
Oh,
Aggie and somebody.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, yeah.
It says, ruin your pillows if you wash them. That's my experience.
Well, I totally agree with you. I think there's you get at least 2 decades out of a pillow.
And lots of people are saying, just buy new. Like, how often are you supposed to wash these things?
I don't know. I would have thought you don't wash them. I would have thought you don't wash them. To me, that's like washing your mattress. And you only do that if you do a wee-wee into bed. And even then, you only just put something on to change the smell of it.
Sorry, I just saw the most male chauvinistic text in the world
come
in there.
Really?
It was like, was it not her job to wash those for him?
Get out of it, you. Get out of it. Get back to the Stone Age.
To be fair to Tomas, I think that's tongue-in-cheek.
I know, but yeah, he's, no,
yeah,
but it's definitely
it
not
it looks like it's coming
job.
As a shock to a lot of people.
It looks like it's coming as a shock as a lot. I'm glad to hear it, because when they wrote here in the paper, it would make a lot of people sick to their stomach. I was like, I can't believe this. I mean, to be honest with you, I've laid down in the dog's bed and everything sometimes without thinking about it, just to say hello and find myself going to sleep.
Yeah.
Mind you, I do wash the dog's bed. Hold on a minute now. Why do I wash the dog's bed and I don't wash my own? This is all getting a little
bit. So the dog's pillow gets a good cleaning. Yours, on the other hand, is rancid.
Yeah, dog's bed is spark. Actually, yeah, there's no wonder. I suppose the dog sleeps with me. Oh my God.
No wonder the dog keeps getting out of your bed. Yeah. Get something about it and goes, good God, the bang off that.
Dog is there, I swear to God. I've smelled arses in the park that were cleaner than that fella's pillows. I'm mortified to have him as an owner. I swear to God.
And I mean, this is coming from me, and I've often gone into the park and ate.
I've eaten lumps of poo just so it'll take away from the smell of his pillows when I get home. That's what the dogs will be thinking now. Oh my God. I'm an embarrassment to the animal kingdom.
Oh my God.
Who knew? Who knew? I'm very good at changing the sheets and I'm very good at changing.
And the pillowcases.
And the pillowcases, them all, because you get such a better sleep when you do that. Yeah, so I'm very good at it. I'm very regimented.
Fresh sheets feeling.
Oh, there's nothing like, especially this time of year, you know, everything's the perfect temperature for sleeping and all. Oh, it's great. Oh, and you don't get crumbs stuck to you and all of that, which is another problem we have. It's no wonder the dogs are always trying to get into it. I'm finding out things about myself I didn't like. I'm not very comfortable with these. This is why therapy works, isn't it? You keep talking until you find out something about yourself.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not fully comfortable.
Yeah, we've got a few people now who are on the pillow washing side of things.
Really?
Yeah, they say, lads, of course you have to wash your pillows. Your kids come home with head lice. And detergent kills all the germs.
Oh, God.
Apparently, hang on a second, Selma's saying something about... she's actually against it. She's saying the washing machine would be ruined.
I would have thought so.
I don't know.
It's like, yeah.
But seemingly, there's somebody saying it doesn't ruin your pillows.
Really?
You can go to the garage and at Circle K, this is Trish saying that, Circle K, and wash three pillows in the washing machine for £4.
Yeah, but they're a tenner to buy, aren't they?
Well, yeah, I suppose depending on where you buy your pillows, yeah. Most people, to be honest with you, seem to be on the kind of... the buy new as opposed to washing your pillows.
But yeah, I don't know. It's not something I think I'll ever do. I'd rather, you know what I mean? I'd rather rest in my, I don't know. I mean, I'd rather rest in my own nitty lice-ridden head and embarrass me animals than spend good money on detergent to wash pillows when I'm washing the pillowcases anyway.
Yeah. If your dogs are listening to this now, they're going, oh, for God's sake.
He said, I told you you should have bit through the lead the last day we were out. I'm mortified to be seen out. And he's after announcing us to the world now and everything.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next goal gets the board. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Kilmartin Educational Services. In class or online, learn and revise safely and get ahead with Julie's, CKES.ie.
Now, the Celtic Ross Hotel in the heart of idyllic West Cork. It's been named as one of the top 100 places to stay in Ireland in the McKenna Guide for 2020. Of course, the staff there have all passed their Fáilte Ireland COVID safety charter for tourism and hospitality business. So they've been working extremely hard to make sure that your stay is totally relaxed and safe, of course. While you're there, as well as the magnificent scenery and all that sort of stuff that you can enjoy on the outside, on the inside, make sure you check out their Kingfisher Bistro menus, because they've got fabulous range. It's all the food is sourced locally and cooked and prepared by Alex Petit and the team there in the Celtic Ross Hotel. We have their Rambles in Roscarbery package, which includes two nights bed and breakfast. You get a goodie bag on arrival with all the information you need about the fabulous walks and scenery, and then they'll give you a magnificent packed lunch when you set off on one of your rambles. You'll get all of that information at CelticRossHotel.com.
Yeah, now Nathan on, was it early in the week? Well, Monday maybe. No, it wasn't. Tuesday.
Right.
He got 12 on the Breakfast Table Quiz. Our Monaghan man set that standard. So we've been looking for lucky 13, chasing it ever since. And it's going to be Ruth Connolly that has a go this morning. Hiya, Ruth.
Morning, guys. How are things?
Very good, Ruth. Happy Friday to you.
Absolutely. Sun is shining. It's great. Kids in school. Happy days.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah. Life doesn't get much better than that, eh?
How long do you have a bit of freedom for, so, Ruth?
Oh, till about 2:30.
Right, enjoy.
Make the most of it, Ruth. Make the most of it.
I recommend eating a lot of boiled eggs, Ruth. following our footsteps this morning.
Right, listen. Ruth, absolutely. The very best of luck with this, okay? The idea is, of course, that you know exactly what you have to do. We have 60 seconds. You need to get 13 correct answers in that 60 seconds.
The questions are very hard this week. I've been all week.
There was a few sticky ones.
Yesterday were particularly hard. So we'll see what we can do for you.
Okay. Anyway,
I'll do my best, absolutely.
Fingers crossed for you, Ruth. Are you ready to go?
Okay. Thank you, yep.
Best of luck, here we go.
What sport has a position called fine leg in a backward square?
Yeah, pass.
Cricket, what G is a three-letter word used by musicians to describe an appearance?
Pass.
A gig, what country is the setting for the play Dancing at Lunasa?
Ireland.
Yeah, in nature, what is a spruce?
Yeah, tree.
Famous hurler Jimmy Barry Murphy played for what county?
Kilkenny. Kilkenny.
Cork, which French word is used for a stuffed quilt used on a bed in place of blankets?
Duvet.
In Cockney rhyming slang, what is a tin of fruit?
Suit.
Which nut is known as a monkey nut?
Peanut.
In music, a duet is a piece of music by how many performers? Yep. In what city is the tallest building in the world?
Chicago.
Dubai, where is the smallest bone in the human body?
Pass.
In the ear, what is the longest river in Ireland?
Shannon.
What Olympic class ocean liner sank in 1912?
The Titanic.
What is the Roman numeral for the number 1000?
Pass.
M, which of the planets in our solar system is closest to the sun?
Moon.
Mercury, in sailing, what term refers to the front of the boat?
It's the starboard.
It's the bow. It's the bow.
I didn't get it. I can tell now I didn't.
Yeah, no, it, I think it came up a bit short, but...
About eight.
This is the first time I've ever had a competitor.
I know she's telling,
tell you my teller your score.
Listen, I'm known to be a bit competitive.
I've just said that, Ruth. Yeah, I was just about to say.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
8, yeah.
Oh my God, she was literally keeping her own score as well. Brilliant. You have a talent there, Ruth. I'll tell you something, to be fair, you're right. There was a couple of tough ones in there.
There was.
And but listen, it was a brave effort. Well played.
Listen, no problem. 13 is a hard one, so I hope you enjoyed West Cork. It's supposed to be beautiful.
Yeah, it's definitely. Ruth, you should have another go at the quiz because you'd be flying.
Absolutely.
No, absolutely. No, I listen every morning, so you're so entertaining, guys. You really are. Keep it going.
You're very kind. Ruth, happy Friday to you. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Cheers.
See you, Ruth. Thanks.
Bye-bye now. Rock DJ Robbie Williams here at Classic Hits. Almost 23 minutes to 10 o'clock. Happy Friday. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Still time to give us a shout. 087-188-0008. Here till 10 o'clock, of course. And Trina's going to come along. Then, of course, our very own Magic Mike is going to be on, filling in for the final time for Niall Boylan today. And that hit bit, which we convinced him to ramp up to €2,000. It's a 2K Friday.
And he really had to convince us, seeing as though Jim has literally managed to nominate me and Mike as the big donators in this deal.
It was the least I could do. You know, that's what I do for my friends. That's on the way. And then, of course, it'll be Damien in from 2 o'clock. But if you were with us earlier on, you might remember we were talking about how long it takes people to wake up and some of the processes. For me, it has to be the shower is that's the moment. From the shower onwards, that's when I'm awake. Once I hit the shower, I'm okay.
Yeah,
that's okay after that. And, you know, people are different, whatever, coffee for some people. And then somebody mentioned, you mentioned in the course of that story, that somebody feels awake once they've brushed their teeth.
Yeah, he said that's his wake-up call for himself. Mm. Like, once he's brushed his teeth, he's good to go.
I think it's fair to say that the chap in this story, I'd say it was certainly a wake-up call when he brushed his teeth.
I don't know. This is the maddest thing I've ever... it's a bizarre thing. A bizarre incident. A man in India, right? In the northeast, he was brushing his teeth there the other day. And he got a fright. He's a 39-year-old man. Brushing away in his tooth. He said he was trying...
brushing away in his tooth?
Brushing
just
away.
The one, was
just
it?
Away, yeah, he's mad into one of them. He's trying to keep it. He's only the one left. He was hammering away at it there. And he's a 39-year-old man brushing away on the teeth. And he said he got it on his cavities, he said. So I don't know why he's being so specific, but he got a fright or something. And he managed to somehow push the entire toothbrush into his mouth and down his throat and into his stomach. And they had to perform an operation. A surgeon had to perform an operation to get the toothbrush out of his stomach. They did a scan of his esophagus.
It got all the way down.
Yeah, they did a scan of his esophagus.
He didn't choke on it or anything.
No. No. He checked himself in. He says, you did what now? He says, I brushed my teeth and I got an awful fright on the teeth. I'm like, you swallowed the entire toothbrush. He's like, I got an awful fright, I told you. I was brushing my tooth. Just the one tooth. He says, I got an awful fright, I pushed it. So they scanned his esophagus and said, no, there's no way it could... All the way down into his stomach. I'm looking at a picture of the toothbrush here. After it was taken
inside, in the X-ray form.
No, actually, after they removed it from him, he's going to make a full recovery. Like he'd be all right. But the doctor, Bomni Tiang, who he assisted in the surgery, and he says, I've never seen anything like it. He goes,
literally the cleanest esophagus I've ever
seen. Yeah, yeah. He says, look, the patient is doing well. He'll be discharged from hospital later on today. He goes, I've never heard anything like it. He doesn't know how anyone could get a fright to the point that they were pushing an entire toothbrush down their esophagus.
Wait a second, like a toothbrush is not...
14 centimetres this was.
He managed to get it all the way down
into... Yeah.
And then swallowed it.
He must have a mouth like a wine bottle. Or like a wine... You know them jugs? Like a decanter. He must have a mouth like a pint glass. Like when he opens it, it just dropped in and it must have fallen the whole way back.
Surely you're like your gag reflex or something when it hit the back of your throat and whatever would be enough to...
Yeah, how'd you
get it all?
You grab it and pull it out rather than go, well, it's the head is in now, I may as well solid the whole lot. I may as well keep it going down. My mouth, it's a one-way street here. I'm just going to keep swallowing.
That must have been That must have been some serious fright. Did it say what frightened him?
Doesn't say. He never went into the details.
You know what it was? He saw the size of his own mouth and he went, oh my God.
See, this is what I think it is. I think he's not telling us the true story here. That's right. My own take on it, right?
Yeah.
We all know what happens, especially when men get curious, right? You leave a man in a room with some cotton buds and there's going to be an accident. He's going to stick them up his nose in his ears. He's going to see how far he's going to be sniffing in from under his underarms. He'd be investigating himself. That's what lads do. They investigate this. They can't leave themselves alone.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? He'd be smelling all bits and pieces of himself. Oh, dude, look what that... Oh, jeez. There'd be all that going on. And I reckon he was like... brushing his teeth and he wasn't in a rush. He thought, I wonder, can I tickle the back of my neck? And he's like, how far? Oh, jeez, I got tickled, do it again. And he was like, oh my God, look at that. And then he was there going, I wonder if I could tickle the back of my neck and pull it out before. And he went, oh, and swallowed the whole thing. And he was mortified.
Either that or he was another one like you. He was taking on a world record and he thought, I wonder if I could fit this entire toothbrush in my mouth.
And
I wonder, has anybody ever done that? Put their entire toothbrush in their mouth.
Yeah, the little nib. I thought he'd be able to put his finger, get the nib, and he swallowed the whole lot. The doctor goes, how did that happen?
I got a fright.
It's the old that fell off the bed and the thing. You know, it's a new version of that. It's a new version of that, isn't it?
Oh my, I tell you.
It's the L roll.
I mean, he's blessed.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Because, like, I don't know how you wouldn't choke with that kind of.
I don't know.
I mean, what was his job? Was he a sword swallower or something? Was that his gig?
They obviously tried to protect him from himself, so they're not giving out very many personal details about this fella. Although they did give out his name, so that didn't really help him too much.
That must have been amazing. Right, we got the toothbrush out. And by the way, there's your razor as well that was in there too.
Actually, they found loads of stuff. Were you looking for batteries for the remote control?
That's the cardigans in Love Fool. Actually, your cardigan wouldn't go astray today.
I'm telling you.
There's a bit of a nip out there.
There is a bit of a nip in the air, I have to say. I've really felt it on the bike coming in here this morning for the first time.
Yeah.
I was all neck-tubed and winter-gloved out of it coming in this morning.
Cardigans and Love Fool here at Classic Hits, almost 14 minutes to 10 o'clock. I mentioned that, of course, Magic Mike, as he has been all this week, is filling in for Niall Boylan. Today for the final time, but also today, apart from Magic Mike being there, and apart from the fact that he is going to round up, because we put the mockers on and we put the pressure on, he is going to round up the Hitbit to 2K Friday, so 2 grand up for grabs on the Hitbit today at 1:30, but also, as if all of that wasn't enough, you'll need to be there, because it's the one and only Helena's last day.
Jeepers. Can you believe
it? It's going to be so emotional.
Can you believe Can you believe it even? What's going to be happening there?
Why is Magic Mike smirking out there? Why are you smirking, Michael? What are you smirking about?
I'm trying to look for her around the office so she hears your goodbye.
Oh, she's done a runner.
Has she gone? She bogged off somewhere.
Typical, to be honest with you. Initially bogged off somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, is she leaving or are we throwing her out?
It's great. Isn't it?
She never does any work that
one. You're doing your last day and you just say, unreal, isn't it? I'll tell you, wherever you're going, you can have her. Useless. Absolutely useless.
It's terrible. Helena, of course. Long time, long suffering producer of the Niall Boylan Show.
Look at that now.
Come here now. I'm gonna have to wiggle around a machine for you to speak into here. Come to this one we'll get rid of Magic Mike. He's surplus to requirements. Hang on a second. PJ, you can talk now if you want.
Sorry, I just swallowed a load of coffee granules out of excitement. Out of pure excitement, I got them all into me.
What's the story? How are you feeling?
I'm a bit of a mixed bag of emotions, to be honest.
Are you?
Yeah, I don't really know how I feel. Very overwhelmed.
Yeah, you see, so on the one hand, like you're kind of delighted to be getting away from Boylan, but deeply saddened not to be seeing me and PJ anymore.
That's exactly it. You summed it up in one.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. So how long have you been doing the producing thing for Boylan?
About 9 years.
Oh my God!
Isn't that unbelievable?
Well, not producing for 9 years, but I've worked with Niall for 9 years. So I came straight out of, like, fresh out of college.
Wow.
Worked on the Niall Boylan show.
That's quite a sentence.
You started here when I was 20.
Isn't that mad?
Oh my God.
20.
And now, now you're off to a new place and you have to do the whole thing all over again. You have to do all
the new kid. Here's the new kid. It's going to be all that.
Are you going to like bring in sweets and everything? Try and impress everybody.
Is that do you think that's a good idea? I'd love some advice from listeners. How do you make friends? I don't have. It's been a long time since I did it.
Yeah. She's been in here making enemies for nearly a decade.
That's the greatest question that's ever been asked on this show. How do you make friends? That's so sad.
But like, I mean, in COVID, you can't hug, you can't shake hands, you can't do. So how do I go? Like, do I just like go up and elbow everyone? How are you?
If you knew where Helena came from, elbowing people, she's well used to that.
She's well used to it.
Herself just mind yourself. Make sure you're wearing a helmet. So listen, what are we going to do without you? Oh, for God's sake.
It's got to be sure a pop.
Oh, my God.
It won't be the same.
Are you going to come back and visit and stuff?
Am I allowed?
Of course.
Actually, good point, yeah.
Are you joking?
Do we want her back?
No. Once I'm gone, I'm gone.
Oh, hang on a second. I think we've had a suggestion on how to make friends.
Oh, very good.
Actually, just completely ignore that. It was from Paul the Trucker. It involves something very rude.
Go away with yourself, Paul. Fucking yoke you.
Forget I mentioned it. Oh, God, it's going to be... So there'll be a... I assume Magic Mike has something special lined up for you as a big send-off. Don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable, isn't he?
I know, unreal, yeah.
Helena, we're going to miss you. Best of luck.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're going to do without you. Going off to places that have loads of fancy things like pens and fresh milk.
Yeah, and all of that. So, oh, yeah, you look at you. Trying to live the grass is always greener. What?
Right, listen. The best of luck, Helena. Enjoy.
Thank you.
It's been a joy.